You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I gotta say, I hope you love me. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Thank you all for tuning in. We got Charles working the dials here at GCN Network, Genesis Communications Network. Of course, you can call me with your medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You can email us at drdahlia.com. That is my website, drdahlia.com. Please, of course, sign into the guest book so I see where you're listening from. I would love to hear from you and communicate with you that way. And then, of course, follow me on Twitter if you like to tweet. A lot to talk about. Apparently, some researchers think that if you're going to sunbathe, you can actually do it in the morning and not the afternoon if you're going to get a tan. We'll talk about that. We're also going to talk about how pregnant women taking these antidepressants, 1 in 10 do, and that could be raising autism risk with these kids. So any of you taking an antidepressant, we need to stop that. Also, it looks like this high school teacher decided to, oh boy, whew, she had orgies with her students, drink with them. Oh, no, 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 very bad, very bad. Maybe we'll talk about that. Okay, keep your kids not listening. Okay, hopefully the kids aren't listening at this hour. All right, so as you can see, we have a lot to talk about. So please tune in and, of course, call with your medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is interesting. Okay, so researchers are saying, look, if you're going to sunbathe, all right, later in the day, you could increase your risk of skin cancer fivefold. Well, that makes sense. The sun is stronger, 10 and 2. Actually, we're now saying between 10 and 4. Don't go out in the sun. So they say if you want to sunbathe, do so in the morning. Or do so before lunch. They said in tests, mice develop 5 times more skin cancer tumors when exposed to UV rays in the morning compared to those in the afternoon. Well, duh. Researchers believe the opposite will be true for humans because mice are nocturnal. Oh, I get it. And the body clock is reversed. Oh, so mice develop more skin tumors when it was in the morning than those in the afternoon. Well, that's interesting, right? Apparently, they studied XPA protein, which repairs damage to DNA. It waxes and wanes throughout the day. So they believe the XPA levels in humans would be greatest at 7 a.m. So it's not so much what we thought. You getting, see, even the doctor's learning something as we go. It's not, oh, okay, well, that's because the sun's rays are the hardest. You have more protection at certain times of day. So they found that mice, which are nocturnal, had more protection later, whereas we have more protection at 7 a.m. Oh, that's very, very interesting. Okay, now, of course, I can't tell you to go out into the sun. You know, of course, we're worried about melanoma and squamous cell carcinoma and basal cell carcinoma. But the one thing we were talking about a couple hours ago was the fact that one of these days, doctors or scientists are going to say, look, you got to get out there in the sun. You got to get outdoors. We had been talking about earlier when I review today's medical stories, we'll talk about this, how children need to be outdoors. Not so much to get away from the TV and the computers, but something about being outdoors helps eyesight. And so, you know, they're going to finally say, look, you need to be, you know, what they've been talking about for years, how we need our vitamin D. We need our vitamin D to prevent cancer and colon cancer and breast cancer for our bones and our well-being. Well, they're going to probably say, look, maybe it's just not the pills of vitamin D, but it's the actual sunlight. Just like plants need sunlight. No, we don't have photosynthesis and no, we don't have chlorophyll, but there's got to be something to Mother Nature. But if we find out that we're a lot more safe if we're only outside in the mornings, that could be nice. You know what they need to do is they need to look at farmers. And farmers, they work all day. Because I was going to say, were there a group of people who tended the farm that got up early in the morning and then by midday took a nap and then didn't come out till later in the day? If you had a group of those people and you checked to see if they ever had skin cancer, that could also prove this right. That's kind of interesting. Well, you know, what are we going to do? We will see. All right. Another headline today is they say people that can't sleep, that have trouble sleeping, increase heart attack risk by up to 45%. Now, this is very similar to another study that came out today saying teens that don't sleep have more of a chance of being obese And, of course, last month they said teens have more of a risk of becoming diabetic if they don't sleep. But now they're saying, look, if you don't sleep well, we aren't talking about sleep apnea. We're not talking about high blood pressure. We're saying if you don't sleep well, if you have trouble going to sleep, you increase your heart attack risk by up to 45%. Is it because you're stressed? Is it because there's hormones in your sleep that you need for well-being and good health? I could believe it. You know, we've always talked about how our shift workers don't do well. Our shift workers, our graveyard workers, they don't do well because they aren't getting enough sleep. They're more prone to cancer. They're more prone to a lot of issues. And you wonder if it just has to do with the same thing. All right? You know, there's got to be something to sleep that repairs our cells, that helps us heal. And, you know, many of us, I know what we do. I mean, I do the same thing. You know, sometimes I'm lucky if I get to bed by midnight and I wake up at 6. Guys, we need 9 hours of sleep. Even our teenagers, 9 hours of sleep. My kids don't sleep that long. I try to get them into bed. I try to say 8:30 bedtime. Then, all right, 8:45 bedtime. Okay, it's 9 o'clock. Are you guys in bed? Yeah, we're going to go to bed at 9:30. Did you guys brush your teeth? You know, 9:30, 9:45. Are you guys ready for bed? Yeah, we're almost ready, Mom. 10 o'clock. This every night we go through this. Every night. So finally, they're in bed. 10:35. They're in bed. All right? But then they're giggling. And they're talking. And they're making farting sounds. Making shadow pictures. 11:22, I can start hearing the quiet. All right, that's not good enough, people. That's not good enough. Get their butts to sleep. Go the flip to sleep. You know, one time I made them a little mailbox, and I put it up like they had a letter. And they opened up, they went to the mailbox, because, I mean, it was midnight. They're screwing around, right? Right? Like, oh, good, Mom's playing a game with me. And they opened up a piece of paper and said, go the flip to sleep. Simple. And they could read it. This is when they first started to read. And they were so excited that they could read something. And then they were giggling about it. And they thought it was so funny. So they wouldn't go to bed. Just go to bed. But anyway, for this, oh, now you guys stay up until I finish my show. A lot more to talk about. We'll get your emails, I promise. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you. Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is kind of interesting, okay? I found this on Mail Online. All right, I love, that's one of my favorite websites. They said, Lady Godiva never rode naked through the streets. Remember? Lady Godiva was a freedom rider. Oh, I love that. Right on, Maude. Okay, so Lady Godiva, they said, never rode through the streets naked, all right? They said there's a bunch of historical facts that aren't true, okay? Now, I'm not a historian, but I love looking at history. They said Lady Godiva was Anglo-Saxon. She was a noblewoman in the mid 11th century, but there is no account of the famous ride, all right? The Anglo-Saxon Chronicle, which is usually a reliable record of that historical time, is silent. They say the first record surfaces in 1236 in the writings of Richard of Wendover, right? And then there was a poem in 1842 that came up with the story. And so this Godiva then, because remember, Lady Godiva was around the mid 11th century. So it wasn't until the 1842 poem that said she was running around naked. So I don't really know. All I know is Godiva chocolate is delicious. So I hope nothing happens to the Godiva Chocolate Company. But anyways, okay, they also said the Vikings never had horns on their helmets. I heard about this. I heard that Viking helmets never had horns. All right. They said There's an illustration. Let me see. They said some historians even doubted the Vikings' reputation for violence. They said they have no cases or of rape. Now, I don't know who would document that and who would say if that happened, but they said the Vikings were actually very cool people. That's interesting. Now, the kilt. Okay, you know that the Scottish, right, the skirts? They say actually the English discovered the kilt. They said in 1727, Thomas Rawlinson, an immigrant, Lancastrian ironworkers owner, wanted a more practical outfit for his Scottish furnace workers than the traditional dress, which was a long, flapped, pleated cloak. So they made the shortened skirt-like skirt, kilt. They found it to be safe and comfortable in the heat. And then they say kilts become a national symbol only when the English banned them after the Scots tried to depose George II, apparently in 1745. So it's very interesting. See, the Scottish, just because they wear kilts doesn't mean the Scots discovered it. The English did. Personally, I don't want to know what's under them. I mean, having worn skirts myself, if I was a guy, they're really actually practical clothing. You know, imagine if you have to run a pee, you just have to lift. It's very, very easy to use. You know, pants, I think, are very cumbersome. All right. They also say the Wild Wild West wasn't even really wild. Right. They say just because people died in Hollywood doesn't mean it happens. They said Dodge City, Kansas, described as the hotbed of anarchy in countless books and films, had just 5 killings in 1878, the most deadly year in the town's history. The most deaths Tombstone, Arizona, saw in a year was 5 also. They say in Deadwood, South Dakota, they only had 4 in a year. So maybe the Wild Wild West, you know how we see in the movies, everybody's kind of shooting each other when they're getting mad. Remember Back to the Future 3, right? One of my favorite westerns. Back to the Future 3, yeah. You know, that, who was the bad guy? Mad Dog, Tannen. Buford Tannen, he was shooting everybody. But come to think of it, nobody really died. Then they say Black Death was not caused by rats. They said historians always argue that rats caused Black Death, which killed 75 million people between 1347 and 1351. Yet in 2001, researchers at Liverpool University said that communities in the 14th century found the only effective way of dealing with the disease was to put individuals into quarantine. But rats don't respect quarantines. So the disease must have been transmitted from person to person. The symptoms, of course, were fever, aching, bleeding from internal organs, red blotches caused by blood under the skin, which is vasculitis and purpura. These were the classic signs of Ebola. Remember Outbreak, the movie Outbreak and Ebola, where you would have hemorrhagic organs? Okay. If that's the case, then it was viral. Now, did rats bring the virus in? I don't know. Now, remember, rats were always kind of associated with a dirty quarters. Now, if you had a clean quarters, you didn't have rats. So I could see where the association would be. You know, if you had a clean quarters, then you'd hopefully not be. But, you know, very interesting stuff. So I just love history. Problem with this old Lady Godiva thing, if Lady Godiva really didn't run naked through the streets, that was going to be my Halloween costume. I don't know what to wear now. I'll have to figure something out. All right, I'm trying to find a story about this woman who chewed off her boyfriend's testicles. Did you hear about this? Lady in England got mad. They had a drunken brawl at 4 in the morning, so she chewed off the testicles. Now, I don't know how he could stand there the whole time while she's gnawing. That just doesn't make any sense. But she chews off his testicles. Now she's probably going to get 5 years in prison. I am still blown at how these women, like remember the one in California who cut off her husband's penis? I don't understand how it's not done in one fell swoop. And there's some sort of severing and gnawing and knifing and, you know, I mean, obviously some amount of time had to go by. And I don't understand how the victim just stands there. Well, I remember with the gentleman who was poisoned in California and the wife, you know, severed off his wee-wee, he was actually tied down. Okay, so maybe she had him tied down. But this particular guy, I don't know. Anyway, she made it 5 years of prison. All right, what are you going to do? Okay, now we've had some really interesting emails. This one is kind of still on the kind of sex theme, but it's an interesting one. Doctor, I was brought up very proper and I'm extremely religious. My husband, who I thought was too, has started to ask me to do sexual acts that I feel are sinful. I'm extremely uncomfortable with the idea, but I also want to please him. How should I initiate the discussion? Could this be discussed with our family doctor? All right, I would probably first go to your priest. I'm not sure what religion you are. You didn't disclose that. But I would probably go to your priest, okay, and say, look, you know, my husband and I are, you know, now married, and we are enjoying certain aspects of married life. However, I feel like there are certain sexual acts that are forbidden. Can you please clarify? Now, you never get a right or wrong answer from your clergy. Do you notice that? Right? Whenever you ask them a question, they'll probably say, well, you know, let's read the Bible together. And they're like, no, no, just say yes or no. Okay, here's a list. Can I do the crisscross applesauce? Can I do the reverse cowgirl? I mean, you're going to have to bring in a list. All right, I don't mean to joke. But this is actually a very, very common issue. You know, this is where the idea of sexual compatibility came in. You know, one partner wants to do one thing, the other partner wants to do the other thing. And the compatibility issue is very, very important. So this has to be addressed. Yes, you could talk to your family doctor, but if religion is holding you back, then you need to talk to your clergy. Now, if you're trying to blame it on religion and you really don't like to do those acts, okay, well then, all right, then you probably need to get a marriage therapist involved, okay? But what you need to do, first of all, is just, you know, don't think about what you have to tell me or tell your husband right now. Be honest, okay? Is it that you dislike a certain act, or does it hurt? I can't tell you how many of my patients say something's wrong with me because I can't do that type of position. It's uncomfortable, but all the other positions are fine. And we do a pelvic ultrasound, and we check the ovaries, we check the uterus, we make sure the gynecologist looks at them, and they're crystal clear, they're perfect. But sometimes certain positions hurt, you know, with the way your uterus sits or your ovary sits, of course. And that's okay. If there's a position that's uncomfortable, then you don't do that position. All right? Yes, some men may not like that, but that's, you know. But if it's kind of a psychological thing where you're like, I really don't want to do that, then you have to have some sort of counseling. And again, still start with clergy. Why not? Clergy are great. They're very easy people to talk to. Right? And again, they could throw the religion aspect, but just be prepared. If he says, you know, you two, because you're married, can enjoy yourself in certain ways, then you better have a backup plan if that's not the real reason you're having a problem with it. But do not pretend. You need to be very, very honest with your spouse. You have to. All right? I mean, you know, everyone's like, oh, yeah, right, Dr. Dahlia. Yeah, yeah, right. Honesty with your spouse. Yes. Yes. Okay? Even sex topics. Okay, yes, you can do white lies. White lies are fine. Okay? But white lies like, honey, do I look fat in this? Oh, no, honey, you look good. You got the best tushy in the neighborhood. Okay? I mean, yeah, you could do that. Those are fine. Now, those are white lies. Okay, you got the best tushy in the neighborhood. Of course, guys, if you say that, the women will still get mad. They're like, what? Are you looking at other people's tushies? Why are you looking at other people's butts? Okay, so you got to be really, really careful. Okay, you know, when you come up with your white lies, still, you got to, you know, think about it. Okay, plan a little bit, strategize. But, you know, when it comes to things that are very, very crucial with your marriage, one, sex, two, finances, three, in-laws. I mean, you've got to be honest. Children, okay? You can't be keeping secrets about the kids. All right, like, you know, if they're the father. I mean, that kind of stuff you need to, all right, you need to open up and disclose, okay? If you think the UPS guy gave birth to your son because his curly brown hair doesn't match your husband's, you got to bring it up. You know, maybe not during Christmas time or Thanksgiving, but you got to bring it up. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, more of your questions, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Whew, got a lot more to talk about, but we have a lot of emails, and I feel bad that I haven't got to all your emails. So let's get to them right away. All right, Dr. Dahlia, what is the best thing to do for a dog bite? Okay, you know, I did ER, and honestly, all dog bites, I like to give antibiotics to. All right, Dr. Dahlia, you overprescribe it. No, we are not overprescribing. Dog bites get infected. Okay, you know, cat scratches, you could get away with a cat scratch, it'll get red, but not always. Cat scratches won't always get infected. Cat bites, the puncture wound, yeah, can get infected. So when you get a dog bite or a cat bite, it needs to get cleaned really well. You need to irrigate it out. And, of course, don't forget, make sure your tetanus is up to date. Get your tetanus shot. Make sure your tetanus is up to date. But yeah, usually anybody that was bit by a dog would do antibiotics. I mean, in fact, the risk of infection is so damn high with these bites that if you have a big, you know, if you have a cut from the dog bite, we don't even sew it up. We don't. Because if you sew it up, you'll cause the infection to fester and not let it get out. So you actually leave a lot of these dog bites open. Now, a dog bite to the face will get a cosmetic surgeon involved, plastic surgeon involved, a dermatologist involved. But for the most part, you get a dog bite to the hand, we leave it open. We do not sew it up because these things can get infected. Now, a lot of people ask about the tetanus shot, going, oh, my God, I didn't get the tetanus shot. Am I going to get tetanus? Here's the thing. When you get the tetanus shot in the ER, the tetanus vaccine, that's just to help you for the next time around. All right? We're supposed to get our tetanus shot and tetanus booster every 10 years. Right? So when you get your tetanus shot, that's supposed to protect you for tetanus next time around. Now, if you have a real dirty wound and you think you got tetanus this time around, then they have to give you immunoglobulin or something to block the tetanus. But the tetanus shot they usually give you in the ER whenever you get bit or cut yourself, no, that's just a vaccine. Okay? No, but great question. You know, I got to spend more time on first aid with you guys because I know you guys like it, and there's a lot of good topics we need to talk about. But don't forget, any bites, you clean it off really good. Now, oh, by the way, also with the dog bite, you need to know if or the doctor's going to need to know if the dog was rabid or had rabies. Now, if it was your dog and you were playing around and you were tickle tummy and they don't like tickle tummy and they, you know, they bit you, okay. You know, or if two dogs were kind of fighting and they, you know, but if it's a stray dog and God forbid it's rabies, that's a whole other issue. So you got to call animal control. They got to find the dog. They got to test the dog, et cetera. Okay? Dr. Dahlia, do women go bald like men? My hair is thinning uncontrollably. I'm getting nervous. Okay, yes, women do get male pattern baldness. Women do. Women do lose their hair. Older women get thin. Very common. Very, very common. All right. We don't like it, of course, because we're women and we don't talk about it a lot. We wear wigs. But yeah, I have some patients that are going bald. But all right. That doesn't mean you just kind of take it with grace. There could be some medical issues going on. So anybody losing their hair uncontrollably, we have to check your thyroid. Make sure your thyroid's fine. Also, we like to look at stress. We also like to look at the scalp. Sometimes you could have an inflammatory condition of the scalp causing the hair follicles to die. And those things need to be addressed by a dermatologist. Sometimes they'll inject steroids into the scalp to prevent, that's called alopecia, the condition. So you need to be evaluated. So my recommendation is if you're losing your hair, you need to go and see your doctor, have them start doing tests, need to see the dermatologist. But if everything's been ruled out, you know, and baldness is pretty common in the family and you got the gene, yeah, it does happen. Hair thins, hairlines recede. You know, and it's crazy. I didn't realize that happened until I was a doctor and I saw patients going through that. And I was like, wow. So women do. I mean, why do you think wigs are so, I mean, there's such a huge, you know, market for wigs, right? It's not just because people have chemotherapy. All right, Dr. Dahlia, my child hates meat. He won't eat anything that I serve him that has meat. Should I be concerned? Well, I mean, here's the thing. If your child doesn't like meat, that's not the worst thing in the world as long as he's getting protein from other things. If he has no problem drinking his milk and eating vegetables and eating eggs, there's no scientific studies that I know of saying the child has to get beef in him, has to get chicken in him. Now, the problem, though, a lot of us have, and where it gets concerning is, you know, if they're a picky eater, what's going to happen when they're older? You know, we talk about fish oil and wanting, you know, kids to get the fish and, you know, let's say he starts to then be picky about other types of foods. You know, a lot of kids outgrow them, you know, but also I think a big problem we have is, you know, we also kind of spoil our children. You know, I got another email. I'm going to read that because this is along the same topic. Dr. Dahlia, how do you get your children to eat vegetables? My 4-year-old only wants grilled cheese, pizza, chicken fingers. I'm worried. Well, of course you're worried. I mean, that's not healthy. That's not a healthy diet. Grilled cheese, pizza, chicken fingers, no. That's very high in fat, you know, fried foods, cheesy, you know, no. So, I mean, when I grew up, whatever mom cooked, you ate. Whatever she served you, you ate. Okay? If we didn't want corned beef and cabbage, if we didn't want pork chops, tough. We'd go up to our room without supper. And if we wanted dessert, if there was a treat, you don't get the dessert until you eat all the vegetables on your plate. I mean, that's just how things were. That's how we did it. And I was a picky eater, but I did. I could get it in my mouth. I listened to my parents. I think nowadays we make the mistake of, okay, daddy wants this, mommy wants this, this kid wants this, this kid. No, that's not what you do. You don't have 4 separate meals going on at dinner time. Everybody eats the same thing. If you don't like it, lump it. That's just the way it is. And vegetables are a part of it. If you see them wanting to reach for the bread and butter or the grilled cheese, they'll get that after they eat the vegetables. You consume your vegetables first. Once you consume your vegetables first, then you get to eat the main entree. That's the way it is. Same thing with, when a restaurant gives you a salad or soup, you do that first. They don't give you the meal. Tell the kid that. If you're in a restaurant, they won't give you the meal. They're watching you in the kitchen. They're watching, right? Oh, he put the fork down. He sells more salad. They're watching. Tell the kid that. Let you know. But we've really, I think, as parents, started to go really, really soft. And I know a lot of you grandparents are listening. You're probably really frustrated because you know what to do with the kids, but you try to tell, your daughter or your son, and they bark back at you. I can handle it. I know. I did that with my mom. Whenever my mom tries to give me advice about the kids, I don't want to hear it, because I go like, Mom, you're old school. But you know what? She's right a lot of the times. I don't want to tell her that. If you tell my mother she's right, you don't live it down. So, like I said, going back to the meat thing, if your child will do fine not eating meat, you just have to make sure he is getting protein. You got to make sure he's eating beans. You got to make sure he's, getting his vegetables in, milk. There's also, there's also forms of soy protein. Sometimes you could actually kind of trick him, like spaghetti and meatballs, put meat sauce in there. But it's not that important to load your kids up with the meat. It's really not. I wouldn't panic about that. Okay? All right. You guys, these are great questions. For those of you that want to email me, you can email me at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Of course, you can find me on Facebook, too, Twitter. And then, of course, please call in at 1-877-DocDahlia. Sorry. Little bug in the room. All right. Dr. Dahlia, how do you tell the difference between heartburn and a heart attack? Sometimes you can't. Even doctors can't say for sure. All right, when you got that pressure or burning in the chest, we have no idea if it's heart attack or heartburn. So, if you just had a pizza, swallowed a 2-liter soda, right, threw Tabasco down your gullet as it went, and all of a sudden you're feeling some burning, yes, there's probably a good chance it's heart, but keep in mind also, we can't tell until you've been tested, which is very frustrating because, acid reflux and heartburn is pain in the chest, burning. Sometimes you have difficulty breathing, kind of uncomfortable. Heart attack, same thing. And then you have some people that have heart attacks, but they don't even have chest pain. They're dizzy. They have some shortness of breath. Could be nauseous, could be sweating. So my concern is if you have any risk factors, right, like having a family member that's had heart disease, you having had heart disease, of course, high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, if you're a smoker, if you're a male over 40, female over 50, assume it's heart first, get the heart checked, and then let them tell you it's just heartburn. Okay, great questions. When we come back, I want to get to medical headlines coming up on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DocDahlia.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Yeah, you all know I am fighting a lisp, so I'm really, really happy that I can kind of work on the Sassy and Stimulating. We are taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And we're taking your emails at Dr. Dahlia. .com, DRDALIAH.com. All right, a lot of stories here. We're talking about how water disinfectants may be up Alzheimer's risk. Apparently, University of Illinois scientists report the first identification of a cellular mechanism linked to the toxicity of a major class of drinking water disinfection byproducts called the DBPs. What they found were the haloacetic acid, HAAs. Okay, now, I don't know what any of these things really do. From what we understand, is cells treated with HAAs experience DNA damage. So, water that, I guess, has these disinfectants could possibly have these HAAs. Those cause cells to have DNA damage, and maybe that's what causes certain accelerations of the amyloid plaques, then clogging up the brain that Alzheimer's does. Alzheimer's, as we know, has amyloid plaque deposition. We believe the amyloid is made in the liver. However, amyloid appears to like to plaque where I believe is brain damage, either from dementia, multi-infarct dementia, areas where you had infarcts, you know, from lack of sleep or blood pressure, et cetera. And so, but now they're saying that water disinfectants could be an issue. Now, I keep yelling at my dogs to not drink, you know, out of the toilet, but maybe they have something going there. You know, maybe they're a lot smarter than we think. Maybe you really shouldn't, you know, drink out of the toilet. Who knows? Okay, so we've talked about a lot of stories. Let me see. I want to talk about this toddler with two mouths. We talked about this earlier today. A little Egyptian toddler has two mouths, upper jaw, lower jaw, times two. Okay? And she's already 15 months old, Rokaya Mohammed. And she's actually survived. I mean, it's done unbelievably well and is now about to have surgery. Of course, she's in Children's Hospital, Los Angeles. And luckily, charities have been able to raise money. Nonprofit organizations like Mending Kids International, Children of War and Operation Smile, which is an international medical charity. These people helped Rokaya's family pay to travel to the U.S. and receive the surgery. Absolutely amazing. I got to tell you, I love it when people pull together and help raise money for these kids. If you want to see a picture of this cute little girl, it's on my web, it's on my Facebook. So please, you can go to my Facebook and see. Just adorable little thing, but she literally, she has two mouths. I mean, it's amazing how this happens. Very kind of similar to the whole cleft palate thing, where as the face is formed, the germline, you know, didn't fuse, or maybe actually went off in two separate, areas, and, the cell line created the two mouths. Crazy, crazy stuff. But, you know, hopefully, you know, hopefully she gets through this well. Just an adorable little thing. Okay, also in medical news, we're talking about how nearsightedness can actually be improved if you tell the kid to get away from the TV, away from the video games, to get outside and play. We're talking about maybe sunlight is helping improve the nearsighted vision. They found a 2% drop in nearsightedness, myopia, for every additional hour spent outdoors each week. They reported the average nearsighted child spends 3.7 fewer hours outdoors each week compared to children with no vision problem or those who are farsightedness. Now, farsightedness, which is the hyperopia, is where you can see distant objects more clearly than close objects, which is why a bunch of us, when we're in our 40s, start needing reading glasses. And I talked about this earlier in the show in the previous hours. In my family, I loved watching TV. My brother played outside. I'm the one that needed glasses. My brother didn't. Same thing with my husband. His brother loves television. He played outside. My husband never needed glasses. His brother did. So I really think there's something to this. Excuse me. And I've been talking about it for years on the show, but nobody listens. Nobody listens. You know, another study came out saying blood pressure medicine maybe needs to be taken at night. All right? If you take a blood pressure medicine at night, you have less risk for heart attack and stroke. Again, that's what I've been talking about. All right? I've been talking about how many heart attacks and strokes happen in the middle of the night. Late night. So for those of you having blood pressure spikes and you aren't in good control, that's very dangerous. Of course, we link it to sleep apnea, we link it to stress, we link it to lack of control. Alcohol before you go to bed. Alcohol before you go to bed, not a very smart thing to do. Okay? So now finally the researchers have listened to my show and then they've come up with a study. Say, look, you should maybe take your blood pressure medicine at night. Here's the thing. Take your blood pressure medicine based on what you and your doctor come up with. Now, we talked about this in the previous hour. What you need to do is take your blood pressure morning, noon, and night. There's a chance your blood pressure could be high in the morning and then low at night. So a lot of people, their blood pressure is high in the morning, they take their blood pressure medicine, they lower it. Then at night, they're fine. The blood pressure medicine wears off in the middle of the night, and then they spike. Okay? You may need to take part of your medicine in the morning, part at night. You know, some of your medicines you have to take in the morning, like the water pill. You can't take that at night because you'll get up to pee all night long. So your water pill, you got to take in the morning. Right? And then some of your beta blockers that kind of slow down the heart, those can make you tired, so you take those at night anyway. But your Norvasc, your ACE inhibitors, your ARBs, maybe you need to split them up. Maybe some people need to take half in the morning, half at night. Maybe some people need to take them at noon. But, you know, these medicines work on people differently. You know, some people, they'll notice the blood pressure medicine kicks in within an hour. Some of you, 4 to 6. So you need to learn that. You have to learn your body. Not everybody's the same. It's not an all or one. So, interesting. Okay, another thing that's interesting, and for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Talked about stuffed olives and how olives with those little pimentos may actually help your heartburn. But it's not because they're in a martini, okay? It's because, a martini's dirty if you have the olives, right? Yeah, I want a dirty martini, right? Extra olives? Okay. They say these stuffed olives have sodium alginate. Now, sodium alginate is a naturally occurring brown algae that is commonly used to glue the pimento strips into the olives. I thought they just shoved those suckers in there. I didn't realize there's glue. Now, they say this is used to combat heartburn. Scientists have discovered it stops acid and other stomach contents escaping up to the throat and nose, the symptoms of a type of acid reflux. We call it silent reflux. It's all reflux when things reflux, whether you hear about it or not, whether you make a sound or not. All right. Now, trial at Southampton University involving 15,000 patients. I hope they didn't give them all martinis. But apparently they found that this sodium alginate could provide another treatment. Now, I don't like olives. If I drink a martini, I'm not really into martinis. I don't know what I would do, honestly. All right. Let's see. We talked about NASA. Did you hear about this? This lady has a piece of the moon in her possession. Apparently, her husband was a space engineer, and Neil Armstrong in the 1970s gave her husband this piece of moon. So she's been holding it all these years. Her husband died in the 80s, and now she wants some money for it. So she tries to go online to sell it for $1.7 million. Now, I don't know if she went on eBay, but it sounds like she did advertise on some of these online selling websites that she had a piece of moon. Well, whenever that happens, NASA gets involved. Okay? Anything outer space is the property of NASA. It's government property, not yours. Remember we were talking about the satellites falling from the sky, the German satellite last week and the American satellite last month? Right? These satellites, if they fall and they hit you in the head or they hurt your house, the government will pay to repair it. But you do not get to keep any pieces of that. It has to go back to NASA. It's called government property. So anyway, this woman, they find out, is holding some lunar dust. Okay? They said it was smaller than a grain of rice. And the NASA comes up with a sting operation. And the gentleman that she was going to sell to agreed to pay $1.7 million. She said, we got to keep it on the down low. Otherwise, NASA's going to take it away. Okay? And so they meet at a Denny's in Riverside. And as soon as she brings out the lunar dust in the case, all these sheriffs and agents come out, right? They rip her from the booth. She ends up peeing on herself, poor thing. They take her outside, interrogate her for 2 hours. She's scared to death. They take away the lunar dust, and she has to go home without it. You see, she should have just kept it and then passed it on to kids. People would have forgotten the whole Apollo 11 mission. But, you know, I would love to have a piece of lunar dust. I would love to have a piece of a Saturn ring. Isn't it ice? That would be some cool stuff. Of course, though, if I put it in a case, it probably melts. All right, guys, great show. I can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. If I'm off air and you want to ask me a question, call the number line at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, and we'll play it on air. You all be safe. Can't wait to talk to you. Have a great rest of the day.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret to credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.